Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the first full week of April. Many of us are getting land ready so we can start planting. Our news this week from the Food, Farm, and Family Department focuses on three items that are all interrelated, at least in my mind they are. The first has to do with a lawsuit in Missouri. Six farmers from a southeastern Missouri community, Jefferson City, find themselves at odds with Crop Science, which is a division of Bayer, as is Monsanto. They have been taken to court. Allegedly, they have saved and planted soybean seeds that contain the company's Roundup Ready Xtend technology. Bayer alleges in the lawsuit that four of the six growers applied a formulation not approved for use on these soybeans, and so they also did it after the cutoff date where the application for anything set by the EPA was violated, the timing of the spraying. These complaints have been filed with the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Missouri. Bayer claims that these farmers' actions infringe upon its patents and breach the terms of contracts and technology agreements that they have with the farmers. Company seeks damages and a permanent injunction against these farmers to prevent them from infringing on their patented technologies. Do you realize what we have allowed in this country to happen? What your congressmen, what your senators have allowed to happen? If there's any more reason than this to stop buying from these people, I don't know what it is. Those of you who think they're your friends, they've helped you make more money because things have grown better and faster and all of that, when you look down the road, unless you're just concerned, and I know a lot of farmers, listen, I get it. A lot of farmers are concerned about today only, and the way they stay profitable is to use these products. But when these products are in, it's clear that they're trying to, that Bayer is trying to control the source of growing, that is, seeds. And so these farmers have done nothing more, in my mind, even though they violated the agreement, than what farmers have been doing since the beginning of time. Anybody who grows anything grows it from the seeds of what's already grown. So they have managed to get the government to allow them to patent these seeds so that nobody can use them without paying time after time after time, which is in flying in the face of the reality of how farms plant and how farmers work. The farmers named in the lawsuit, again, all of them are from this county in Missouri. They grew soybeans in the county. The complaints of illegal application of unapproved formulatives at the wrong time. And boy, they really have to be stretching for this, right? So all six of the farmers have filed separate answers to the complaint, which they deny all the allegations, good for them, and demand a jury trial. An attorney from this town represents all of the farmers, and so these six lawsuits, the most recent in a long string of legal actions going back to the mid-1990s when Monsanto was on its own. It was acquired by Bayer, I think, 5-6 years ago. Monsanto started suing farmers who saved and replanted Roundup Ready seed. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed. Very few have made it to trial. Courts have found in favor of the of Monsanto. Can you imagine the outrage? How did we? It may be that that's the way the law reads, but once again, how did we let it get to this point where all the Department of Agriculture has approved, and the Patent Department approved this technology and these seeds. Think about it for a second. So anyway, Bayer claims the defendant's alleged illegal applications of unapproved formulation have made it more difficult for the company to continue getting registrations for all of this stuff that you can't pronounce that they put on all their seeds. So from my perspective, I wish these six farmers and their lawyer well. I hope they beat the charges and they get then they sue and get a lot of money out of these buzzards from Monsanto and Bayer. All right, so I say the three things that are on my mind as we get started in the news department all sort of come out of the same general kettle of fish. Farmers being screwed around by other big ag concerns like John Deere. The right to repair debate continues. There are a bipartisan group of 27 attorneys general that have joined in a letter calling on Congress to pass this right to repair legislation for agricultural equipment, but also general consumer goods, including automobiles. The letter cites the right to repair, a growing issue, impacts every consumer, every household, every farm, and is contributing to the large jump in inflation. That is for sure. The letter adds the right to repair ensures consumers have choices, the who, where, when, and what cost when it comes to tractors, vehicles, whatever. It should be the owner who decides, not the person who made the vehicle. It's about time to ensure, especially that farmers can repair their tractors for a reasonable price and quickly, especially at this time of year when they're planting and at the end of the year when they're harvesting. The letter from the AGs also points to consumers needing to fix their smartphones. That's been part of it as well. I'm looking at pictures of John Deere tractors leaving the Waterloo, Iowa plant on flat beds on trucks and trains and all of these new tractors. This is the problem here. Wow, what a problem it is. Right to repair bills have been introduced in at least 11 states this year. All eyes are on Colorado, where the state Senate passed a modified bill focusing on farm machinery, especially. The bill that passed the State House is basically the model for this. The bill requires farm machinery manufacturers to sell equipment, diagnostic tools, and manuals to farmers starting this next year. Why it isn't, I don't know. It should be immediately. Farm Bureau Federation has opted for a different strategy, having announced a memorandum of understanding with John Deere. Well, they're trying to get along. It's not good for business for the Farm Bureau to have this fuss and fight with the leading advertisers and supporters of what the Farm Bureau does, i.e. John Deere and Case New Holland. So at any rate, this is something that is continuing to be a very important issue with farmers. I have said many times, these companies like Bayer and like John Deere have become way too powerful. The market economy, the competition, antitrust policies were strictly enforced after World War II, but during the 70s and the 80s, the politicians began following the advice of a bunch of economists and enforced that wanted to relax the enforcement of antitrust policies, and thus the growing economic power of Bayer, Monsanto, ADM, Cargill, John Deere, you name it, Kubota even, is a real problem. This is the 80% of the corn market and soybean market grown in the U.S. is under the influence, if you will, the power and the control of Monsanto. And so this is a very basic thing, protecting the end users of this product from anti-competitive activities by the big, huge agribusinesses. And so whether you think it's in your best interest or not, it is not in your best interest. And I can say that with affirmity. The problem with seed patents, the utility patents, illustrates how intellectual property policies have expanded and become much more restrictive, thus a reference to my first story here. You can't let this continue. It has to be, I mean, look back at the history. We all know we all grew up on farms where our fathers, the farmers, would save seeds from their own crops that they generated and they replanted them. They could sell the seeds to other farmers. They lost the right to sell their seeds in 1970 when Congress passed the Plant Variety Protection Act. And so it's been downhill since then. At any rate, food for thought for sure. I don't have time to talk about who's buying up the farmland, but that is a subject for our discussion when next we meet. The National Wildlife Federation, America's largest and most trusted conservation organization, working across the country to protect our planet and give wildlife a voice. Here's Andy Solomon with some more.
Humans and wildlife are more alike than you'd think. Both share the capacity for curiosity and fun. In fact, many wildlife species like us love to play. Bear cubs like to wrestle and pounce, and dolphins blow bubble rings to chase. David Mizajewski, naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation, has more.
The National Wildlife Federation and Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom are joining forces to inspire people through the Explore Nature's Playground campaign. America's wildlife is in crisis, with one-third of U.S. wildlife species at increased risk of extinction.
The National Wildlife Federation is inspiring people to get involved. Peter Gross, wildlife expert and host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, explains.
It's easy to get despondent, but we've made tremendous strides in protecting our wildlife. We encourage people to take the pledge to protect wildlife and play it forward, sharing with friends on social.
For more information, visit nationalwildlifeweek.nwf.org.
The American family farmer, Doug Steffen, here as usual every week with a focus on what's going on in the food department, the connection of farm and family. You can go, by the way, we have a website that we've devoted to the information that we present on the Good Day program, foodfarmandfamily.com. Check that out along with all the info that we have here on the American family farmer. We'll meet Amy Brickner in a moment from the Destiny Dairy Bar here on the American family farmer.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
American Family Farmer Program. Doug Steffen with a lady who runs the Destiny Dairy Bar. Her name is Amy Brickner. She is here as a professor of ice cream and milk. My favorite.
Yes, absolutely.
I said when we before we get started that you have two of my favorite things. It's the dream of great ice cream and the dream of cows. What a great combination. So. You grew up on a farm. You were a farm kid, Amy?
Yes, absolutely. My mom's family has run a dairy. My grandparents started it when they got married in 1958. And before that, their individual families had dairy cows. And my grandfather was a milk truck driver. He got that from his dad, who I think got that from his dad.
There you go. Don't you love generations? I love those stories. One generation to the next generation, and especially as it applies to farming, where we love to see five, six, seven generations on the farm. It doesn't happen that much anymore. So tell me about your specific involvement in, you're from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It was a great, I was down there last month driving and picking up some stuff at an auction, actually. That part of Pennsylvania I just love. I wish I'd have known you existed then. I would have stopped by to see what the farm looked like.
And we are very close to I-81 and the Pennsylvania Turnpike. We're extremely convenient to get to, and it's where I grew up. And so I felt always this pull to come back to the family farm, to keep the dairy going and really try to connect people to where their food comes from.
I don't know if you're aware of the program before we called you and invited you to be on, but you're the perfect person to tell her story. What I do with this program, at least in part, other than talk about news from the perspective of the non-huge, the positive side is the small farmer, the family farmer. That's the story. We're not interested in telling the story of big ag because there's plenty of that.
Right.
We need to be telling your story and stories like yours. Tell me about your experiences as a youngster growing up on the farm. What were your jobs?
I was with my grandmother always. She had an off-farm job. She was a teacher's aide. But when she was home, she took care of all of the calves and took care of everybody else on the farm. So from as long as I could remember, I was feeding barn cats and mixing milk replacer for calves back in the 80s and early 90s. And we expanded our dairy from 60 cows to 150 cows in 1996. And from that time on, I was in the parlor. I had everything to do with calves and keeping or starting a registered herd from our grade herd. I was in 4-H growing up. But it was one of those things where I knew that I loved cows and I loved everything about cows. And I truly believe that, you know, they're the foster mothers of the human race.
They are. They're the end all, the be all. You know, I'm chuckling to myself as I hear this story. And I mean this in the most positive way. I have found, because of my love of my farm, I don't know if you went to my website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com, to see what I do on my farm. I used to milk about as many cows as you are, and we used to sell raw milk here.
Okay.
About 100 gallons a day, and then I had a disaster that wrecked the barn buildings, and I just kind of had to move away from it. Now I'm raising Jersey replacement heifers, but we'll talk more about that and how the fit is here as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Amy Brickner.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at And You Can.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Likely yet another item for former President Trump to worry about. Former Vice President Mike Pence will now comply with an order to testify in an ongoing investigation of Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. That's according to Pence's advisor. His decision to comply will give special counsel Jack Smith access to one of the key figures with insight into Trump's efforts to remain in power. It's unclear exactly when the former Veep will appear before the grand jury in D.C. One resident in Glen Allen, Missouri, where a large tornado raked communities for miles, killing at least five people, says he knew something big was coming Wednesday morning.
The power went off and then the house just started shaking, so we were very fortunate. Our shop is leveled, our barn is leveled, our chicken shack is leveled, but our house is here.
The Weather Service says the twister had peak wind speeds of 130 miles an hour. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Second half of our American Family Farmer this week. Doug Steffen here with Amy Brickner, who runs the, well, it's not just a dairy bar. You run the farm. The farm is in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. So you got a, you went to Cornell, which is where a lot of people from your generation who were involved in staying in dairy went. And then you got some education over in New Zealand, which is really on my list of, I haven't been to New Zealand, but I know that as far as cows are concerned and the right place to learn dairying and be a dairy farmer, there's probably not a much better place than New Zealand, right?
It was so great. I can't wait to go back again. I don't feel like I toured it nearly enough because I, you know, stayed at Massey University, and I really did focus on classes at the time.
Good for you.
But they have an incredible way of looking at the cow and the husbandry around it, and it's really neat to bring some aspects of that back. And their overall passion for what they do.
I love going to your website, by the way. for Destiny Dairy Bar. If you just Google Destiny Dairy Bar, you're going to find all the information about the farm, the people who are there. So as you were brought along, you have a couple of sons who are involved. And how are they doing? How interested are they in keeping the family business going?
Oh, it depends on the day and what chores we have that day. My oldest is really a tech guy. He's so good with computers. And he put my Wi-Fi system up all over the farm so that I could have cameras running so I can, you know, check for calvings and whatnot. My youngest has discovered his love for classical music. So if I wanted, I could have him just play for the cows and see if that could improve milk production. But between that, you know, they use the store and giving tours as kind of their contribution and their way to pay for their activities.
Well, I think you have to teach youngsters, but it's a good idea to teach youngsters responsibility. It does a lot for their mental and physical well-being. As a youngster growing up on the farm, I know that's one of the things that happened to me. I was not a big person, but I was the strongest guy. And through my life, I've always been the strongest guy around for anybody my size, mostly because of what I've done on the farm. It wasn't like I was trying to do it, but it just led to that. And I think that it does that, whether you're a man or a woman, it does that for you, don't you think?
Absolutely. And this, the joy of bringing a new life into the world, and watching them grow and knowing, you know, they're at least at a point now where they remember the calves' parents and grandparents and great grandparents. They can say, oh, right. Then trace the whole history back. So it's neat to watch them develop and bring friends onto the farm to show them, you know, the love for the cows and the people around.
Yep. So Stover is the family name. The Stover Farm is what is the creator. So what happens at the Destiny Dairy Bar? What is the stuff that you are milking, all the stuff? Now, you also on your website, you have a lot of information about A2 and A1 cows, and I love talking about that because most people don't get the difference between milk that comes out of an A1 cow and out of an A2 cow. You think we're getting too much into the weeds, or do you find some of your customers appreciate the information?
No, it's great. I don't ever lead with that because sometimes it's just too much unnecessary information, I guess.
Right.
But I will say the number of people, once they realize that it's out there, that come back to me and say, thank you, I can drink milk again. This is so delicious. It really makes me feel like I did a positive thing. And it took a while. It was about 6 years ago I started testing for the A2 gene in my herd, and I started different breeding options. The cows that were A2, I bred to sex semen. The cows that were A1, I bred to a Wagyu beef bull. And then the rest I just bred to conventional semen and kept testing their genes. So now I'm at the point where you cannot detect the A1 protein in the milk. And you can notice a difference just by digestion alone of the consumers that come in and drink my milk week after week.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of what it's done for the health, when you watch people drinking this milk, I go off on a tangent. Matter of fact, I had a discussion with my daughter this weekend about almond so-called milk and coconut so-called milk. What I am happy to tell everybody, whether it's on the radio or in person, there's no such thing as milk unless it comes out of a mammary gland. That other stuff is just crap. So
right. And it's just when you look at the ingredient list alone, you know, you can debate the fat in diets and sugar in diets, but you can't debate something that's natural and pure.
Right.
I'm not saying that almonds are not a great part of the diet, but you can't take over that part with all the amino acids, the essential fats that are essential for brain development. Obviously, this is a huge a huge thing in my life to try to promote.
There's no question that we need to have clarification of that. In terms of how you actually, you have an open area there. Do you invite people to come in? Do you do, like I do on my farm tours on the weekend, and teach people about cows and where the
milk comes
from?
You can go to the website and sign up for an individualized tour, but my calf barn is always open. We have, well, now we have baby goats and baby pigs in with the baby calf barn. But it's right there. And then we also have some other animals for a petting zoo area right where you can sit and eat your ice cream. But our parlor is right next door. So you can walk in and see where the cows get milked. We run little specials. This past weekend, we had a scavenger hunt where you were kind of forced to go back to the freestyle barn and learn about the different food that the cows eat and how we recycle the byproducts so that they don't get wasted. My goal is really to be as open and transparent as possible. To have the discussions with about why we do certain things and why it's hard to do other things that people might prefer, and how we can kind of meet in the middle and make things better.
That's the idea, making things better, helping people. Inspiration is what Amy Brickner is all about. The Stover Dairy Farm and Destiny Dairy Bar are our focus here on American Family Farmer this weekend. Back to that conversation in a moment. First, though, if you've had too much ice cream and too much milk, maybe you put on a few pounds, and you want, as you get ready for the season, maybe you haven't been as active as you would like, maybe you've eaten too much of the good stuff, but doesn't turn out to be good stuff, turns out to be bad stuff, or not. Let's just say some things, all food is not created equal, and some of it doesn't do your body any favors. So if you're of a mind to lose weight, let's do it the natural way, shall we? This is a consistent theme of all my radio programs. Natural, healthy, and that's why Calitrin has been a sponsor on all my radio programs for over 7 years. They've been around since 1997, so that's 27 years of helping people lose weight the drug-free, stimulant-free way, and keeping it off. 86% of the people who have gotten onto this formula have lost weight and kept it off. So join the people that for years have been helping themselves to health. Toploss.com is the website. Go there, get the formula, find out how it all works. Take yourself into the running, if you will, for being the most healthy person on your block by losing weight intelligently. It's not going to happen overnight, they'll tell you that. Matter of fact, when you are connecting at toploss.com, find yourself, like Elizabeth is the person that we talk to all the time here. Elizabeth Miller has been a consultant there for a long time. She's happy to talk to you and help you through your process. Join everyone who's lost weight and kept it off and enjoyed the results. Go to toploss.com. Find out how natural Calitrin can help you. Use the Doug code for fabulous deals on a 90-day supply plus free shipping. All the information about Calitrin is at toploss.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back with Amy Brickner here on the American Family Farmer. I wish I had more time to talk to you because I find this conversation fascinating. Because women on the farm have not been as much as the farm has been my life, other than radio. I have never found a compatible woman in my life who likes the farm. They don't seem to exist here. Maybe
you have to physically go to the farm to find them, because we don't get off that often.
That's right. I know that. I don't get around much anymore. Well, at any rate, I think that you've done a fabulous job here. What are you most proud of? Of all the things that you've accomplished, what at Stover Dairy Farm are you most proud of?
It's when the kids come and they just smile. They get excited. They giggle. They can see the calves. I usually, as long as I have a willing participant, let them try to milk their own cow. Uh-huh. And just to see that excitement when the milk squirts out, and then they can see physically how we get the milk from the cow to you, that's really what I'm most proud of.
I like to go when I was milking cows all the time, and I have tours of the barn like you. I'd go behind the cow and I'd have the children come back and look at the machine, and then I'd invariably take a teat and squeeze it. The kids, they all scream.
That's always exciting.
Yeah, fun for the feeble-minded, if you will. At any rate, so do you take all the milk from all your cows and sell it yourself at the dairy bar? Does everything go to your own product line?
Not yet. When I started the journey, I made sure with my co-op that I would still be able to send the majority of the milk to the co-op. We milk 80 cows, and that's an awful lot of milk. And yep. I'm starting out small, so we just take a portion of that every week to process into our flavored milk as well as the ice cream.
So you do the ice cream and the milk. You process it there. You have your own processing facility on the farm.
Right now, we partnered with a small farm in Greencastle that had started bottling their own milk in about 6 years ago. And I figured I hadn't gotten my processing center, one of the shipping containers, up and running yet. So I thought if I could just focus on bringing people on and marketing first, then worry about making it on the farm later. I did all my recipes, and they actually do the pasteurization, bottling, and the churning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, sounds like you've got a great example of people being devoted to you and devoted to the farm family and folks that are working on the farm. Congratulations to you and to what you've done. I say to every dairier, there's no reason why you can't be selling the milk. And don't be selling yourself short, which is what happens when you sell it into the pool. See if you can't figure out a way.
Yeah.
It's awful. Stover Dairy Farm, go to the website for Destiny Dairy Bar and see more of Amy's story. What a great pleasure, Amy, to have you here. I wish you continued success. And the next time I drive down in that neck of the woods, I'll come see you.
Please. Amy, thank you.
I will. Amy Brickner, here on the American Family Farmer at 10 minutes before the hour.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey.
53 half the hour now on the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen, reminding you that the information that we produce here every week is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can get our overview. Every week we have a podcast, and it's the download of important information. Plus we have the Food, Farm, and Family website, foodfarmandfamily.com, in which we have the information we pass along to you every day from the Good Day program. Lots of tidbits and help. So you have the audio, you've got video. There are a lot of great stories that will help you hopefully work through some of the problems. That's what we're doing here, and encouraging people to work together to solve a lot of the problems. And so in my commentary this week, I sort of was going to get into this earlier in the program when I was doing news, but I didn't have time. But because this is important, not only for the focus of who's owning the land, there are two problems that are incumbent on us to fix, I think. One of them is who's buying up the land and controlling, therefore, the source of the food supply. We have Bill Gates, who has bought an awful lot of land. As a matter of fact, in Georgia, he's the largest farmland owner. And so farmers are saying, of course we have concerns. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the story of a fourth-generation farmer named Will Harris, who shared concerns about Bill Gates becoming the largest farmland owner in Georgia, and some say the largest farmland owner in the United States, and he's concerned about it. North Dakota farmland, Bill Gates buying land out there. And then there's the story of the Chinese. The other, not well, there are other countries that are buying our farmland. And as a result of that, there is a focus. Farmers are getting smart about all of this. And so there's a bill that was filed by a congresswoman named Elise Stefanik from New York State that focuses on the acquisition of farmland by foreign entities, because it is such a concern, not only for our own the food security, but security of the country. We can't have Chinese and other interests buying land ownership. So the USDA is into Chinese ownership 30% more this year than last year. They own hundreds of thousands of acres of land in our country, and in my mind, they have no business owning the. They are our adversaries. As much as we put them on the map, we've been dumb enough to support them. 40% of the entire commerce of China is connected to the United States. You'd think they'd want to be friends with us, right? But they're not smart enough, apparently, to do that. They think they can be the big guys on the block, and we've certainly helped them get there. But right now, concerns becoming pronounced with the Chinese spy balloon and all that, the unidentified flying objects and all of that, it seems that we need to have less, not just Chinese ownership, but foreign ownership, period. So now the government is requiring foreign entities that purchase agricultural land to file a report within 90 days disclosing what they bought. That's not good enough. That's not even close to being good enough. They don't have enough staff. They aren't able to really look, and they have failed to penalize foreign parties for violating reporting rules. So we really don't know who owns land. There have been a lot of farmland around military installations that have been bought up by the Chinese. Are we really that stupid? Apparently we are, because we're allowing, or have allowed, hopefully this is going to be put to the test. Representative Ms. Stefanik says, quote, "Our nation is currently faced with increasing threat of foreign adversaries like China undermining our food security, and the USDA's failure to do their due diligence is inexcusable." And she's right about that. She's one of the young new members of Congress that hopefully are going to be bright lights. We have to stop foreign land ownership, period. Texas, there are 4 million acres in Texas that don't belong to Americans. In Maine, there's 1 million acres. In Alabama, 1.8 million, and they don't belong, the land doesn't belong to Americans. I think that that's incredibly stupid as much as anything else. So let's see if we can't put some pressure on folks. We don't need to put pressure on Ms. Stefanik, but others who are in Congress to straighten out the foreign ag land ownership, which is a growing problem in our country. Those are my thoughts. You're welcome to share your thoughts with me. Now, this is the American Family Farmer.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.